Case number 9911, Murrow and Judy Baker, west of Road 243, 1,100 feet east of North Bedford Street. They're seeking a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis. And for the board's, I'll send you down a picture of what's there, and they do have a doctor's certificate here.
Okay.
I'll take you at the same time. State your full name and address.
Judith A. Baker, 20400 Donovan's Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Merle R. Baker, 20400 Donovan's Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you have a testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, sir. You're requesting to retain this mobile home you have there now for the medical hardship for your grandma?
Right.
Okay. And this has been there since how long?
A mobile home's been there quite a few years, but it was there requested for Dad when he was living too, and my sister. But now my sister lives in with us, and my granddaughter living there to help my wife. And also, if we go somewhere, to have somebody look after my sister, because she cannot look after herself.
All right, sir. Okay. All right, thank you. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Jackson? Mr. Mills?
You understand that if this is approved, it's only for a period of 2 years?
Yes.
It appears the last time it was approved was 1999.
It might have been. That's when Dad was living.
Or actually expired in 1999.
Yeah.
So if the situation still exists 2 years from now, with the same person living in it, then you can come back. Actually, you can contact the office and just request permission from the Director of Planning and Zoning. You need to do that before 2 years ends, okay? Because if not, you'll be back before the board again. It'll cost you $400.
Okay, so if you do it before 2 years, you can just go back and save time from coming back before.
Go year after year, as long as the same situation exists. It doesn't cost anything. You just have to get that approval. Otherwise, you have to come back before the board and cost you the money again.
Okay.
Once that situation ceases to exist,
right?
She moves for whatever reason, then the mobile home will have to be removed.
Right.
Okay.
All right, John.
No other questions.
Okay, hearing no other questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where it'll substantially affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. I make a motion we approve case number 9911 for a period of 2 years.
Can I have a second to that motion? Can I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9911 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
All right.
Thank you.
Norman.
Yes, indeed.